Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, welcome to Titus chapter 2. We're closing out the 5th verse today where Paul has been instructing both men and women, young and old, in what should come out of their lives now that they are sitting under sound doctrine. And the reason he says it is so that the word of God may not be blasphemed. The reason I want to bring this up is that Paul has an overriding concern throughout this section and actually throughout his writings that the behavior of a Christian should reflect positively on the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that when a Christian behaves in a manner that looks like the world, Paul's inference here is that people could blaspheme God because they don't see a difference in the people of God and the people of the world. I don't think anything has changed. In fact, this was not new in Paul's day. Paul was not coming up with something new. You could take this all the way back at least, and perhaps further, but at least to King David, who sins by sleeping with Bathsheba, who is the wife of Uriah, so she's not David's wife. Bathsheba is pregnant now with David's child, and David, you know the story, but David has her husband killed and then marries her so that he can hide the fact that the baby was illegitimate. And whenever this story finally surfaces, and it only surfaces because the Lord speaks to Nathan the prophet to confront David about his sin. Remember, we're old covenant, so Christ has not yet died for the sin of the world. And so the Holy Spirit is in the business of spotlighting sin in men's lives. He doesn't do that now. He's in the business of spotlighting the finished work. But the prophet Nathan comes to David and says, "You have sinned," and David admits it, and Nathan says this poignant statement, "You have made it easy for the enemies of God to blaspheme." What Nathan meant was, people will now mock everything that you say about God because you are acting exactly like a king that doesn't even believe in God, who has no moral compass. The Apostle Paul takes the same theme in Titus 2, basically says if we end up, and he doesn't even mention adultery and murder and cover-up. He doesn't even go that far. He basically lays out some things he wants to see out of believers, in their, particularly in their old age, and he says, if we don't show these things, we make it easy for people to blaspheme God. And my question is, why is it easy in that situation for people to blaspheme God? Well, I think the answer is obvious. It's easy for people to blaspheme God because we are claiming that we have been transformed by the blood of Jesus, that the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, that we're resurrected into a newness of life. And yet, we are doing the exact same things that the world is guilty of doing. We are participating in some of the same sins that the world is participating in. And if we do this, and you can say, well, this is awfully condemning. I didn't tell you you're going to hell over it. You've lost your righteousness. I'm telling you exactly what Paul told the audience in Titus. People are going to mock you, so just be ready for it. They're going to, and it's not that they're going to persecute you because you're a believer. They're going to persecute you because you say you're a believer, but your lifestyle doesn't do anything to convince them that you're a believer. And in that situation, we've brought a lot on ourselves. Peter would write about the same situation and say, you know, you're blessed if men revile you for God's sake, but if it's because of silliness and sin, then that's your own issue. You know, that's you taking the persecution that you didn't have to take because you forgot who you were. And I think that's the issue. Let me make it clear. I believe that Christians who are living lives that look like the world have forgotten that they don't belong to this world, and they have went back to the elementary principles of the world, and then that messes up their testimony. Let's move forward tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.